Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of September 10, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it is time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Had the opportunity to spend time this past week with Tate and Dottie Cummins' son, Charlie Cummins. Charlie is now 62 years old and lives in Discovery Living Group Home in Marion. He is doing very well and every year looks more and more like Tate. In this week's Monticello Express, they acknowledged under 50 years ago, quote, the first meeting of the board of directors for a proposed camp for the handicapped to be built near Monticello was held last night. If the camp does become a reality, it will be located across the road from Pitcher Rocks Methodist Camp, 5 miles southeast of Monticello. The camp will be the only one like it in the Midwest. It will operate on a 12-month basis and will be available for both mentally and physically handicapped children and adults. Once again, this was from September 7th, 1972, and the camp had filed papers for incorporation in May of 72, 50 years ago. Received a nice note from Joyce Hills of Manchester, and she writes, Mr. Becker, thank you for your donation in Anne Marie White's memory. Camp Courageous held a special place for Anne Marie. As a first-time camper in the late 70s, I had such mixed emotions about letting her go for a week without me and couldn't wait to get there to pick her up on Friday afternoon. We drove up, and there she was by the big rock crying. Well, I thought she would have been as miserable as I had been, but no, she didn't want to leave and was begging for another week. After that, I was so happy to drop her off and know she would be having such a great week. God blessings to you and love Camp Courageous. And that comes from Joyce Hills from Manchester. We appreciate that nice note. This is the Respite Care Weekend at Camp Courageous. Respite Care Weekends are the first 2 weekends of each month. Campers this past weekend enjoyed a wide variety of activities ranging from zipline rides to interacting with the animals in the nature center. Weekend activities are planned with the campers' interest in mind, giving them some custom experiences. If you're interested in more information on Respite Care Weekends, you can contact John Geyer at Camp Courageous. The water aerobics class that's held at the Camp Courageous Vermazen Carver Indoor Pool has brought many participants from all over Iowa. These classes are held Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9:45 and are open to the general public. Water aerobics has encouraged more campers to join the fun. Billy is a camper who has been coming to class for years. He enjoys the socializing and getting to know his peers. He is a great motivator and makes sure everyone is trying their absolute best. Other campers such as Andy and John drive for an hour to join the class. Andy enjoys the 50s music while kicking on his back with a noodle. John prefers using the dumbbells to help him float on the water. Always a great time for everybody, and we encourage you to check out our pool a little bit closer. Camp's travel program will be heading during the month of September down to South Central Iowa, also to see a Titanic performance and meal, and also an Anastasia performance and meal. A lot of great activities for those campers. The 1971 VW bus is being raffled off as part of the camp's 50th anniversary. Tickets are $100 apiece, and the drawing will be on December 31st at noon. Ticket sales will end 24 hours prior to the drawing. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now open year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Run 100% by volunteers, 100% donations of items, and we big thank you to all those people that come out there and buy. They now take credit cards, and once again, can't thank enough the volunteers, the donors, and the shoppers. Congratulations to honorary board members Denny and Janet Zart of Bettendorf on their 60th wedding anniversary and Denny's birthday this past Monday. They have been wonderful supporters of the camp for decades and had a great time with them this past weekend. Also, congratulations to Marilyn and Matt Gray on their 40-60-80. It's their 40th wedding anniversary, Matt's 60th birthday, and Marilyn's 80th birthday. Marilyn was a longtime dietary director at Camp Courageous, did a wonderful job for us, and she was part of that fruitcake fundraiser back when it first began with Lee Clark. This coming Friday and Saturday, Camp Courageous' 50th anniversary corn maze will be opening at the Bloomsbury Farms just outside Atkins. We invite people to go down and be a part of that. The last Sunday of the month is always the annual pancake breakfast and open house. It'll be 8 to noon in the camp's main lodge. And at 12:30, we'll be having the ribbon cutting for the Massac Papke Multi-Purpose Field at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous lost many dear friends this past week or so. Dorothy Fowler, 93, of Elgin, will be heading to her visitation tomorrow. Dorothy and her husband, Don, were part of the petroleum markers who back in 1981 discovered camp and took us under their wing. Nancy Kulsner was 73, a longtime friend of Camp Courageous, a longtime WMT employee. My fondest memory of Nancy was after months of struggling with cancer, Dottie Cummins, who was Tate's wife, needed someone to provide some directives. And Nancy was able to go down and sit with Dottie, start the Charlie Cummins Club, and do so much personal things for Dottie. She was a longtime sports and farm department person at WMT and worked with Ron Gonder. Also, Jim Wan, who was one of our performers at the Pineapple Gala each year for a number of years, passed away. He was a hypnotist and did a beautiful job for us. Also attended the visitation of Bill Frommel from Dubuque, him and his wife Kay, longtime supporters. The need of the week is 13-gallon trash bags. We appreciate those and go through a lot of them. We hope each of you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Hey.